Blog Talk Radio.
I'm glad you're listening in on this Friday afternoon, the week before Good Friday. I'm Seth Ball, the converted Catholic, and today we're going to talk about the Church bringing home Lent, preparing for Holy Week. You know, so much comes out of Holy Week, and I feel like there's other Catholics besides just me wanting to get this emotion of Holy Week. We want to put it in a bubble and ship it out there, but we just don't know how, because it is so beautiful, so life-enriching, and so very detailed that even the longest essay written about the Holy Week would not do it justice. The Church, in her infinite wisdom, provides an excellent opportunity for the faithful to grow spiritually and transform our hearts and souls during this time of sorrow during Holy Week. Holy Week is the most sorrowful time of the year and a time for transformation of our hearts. Today I'm going to share some ideas with you where you can bring them home, do them at the home, and participate in. And personally, the first thing I love to do on Palm Sunday is wake up and say, it's Palm Sunday. Like, where has the time went? Like, I'm still waiting for Ash Wednesday to come, but it's already been here and gone. And I begin to, you know, look around and see the world that we're living in. And I began to reflect on, now that we're entering this time of holiness, you know, in today's modern world, that means, you know, someone's doing good or something along the lines of that. But however, I say, today, we as people who follow Christ stand in the Church saying, Hosanna, we praise you. Jesus is the King of Kings. But by the end of the week, we're saying, crucify him, crucify him. He is no king. On Palm Sunday, we commemorate the entrance of Jesus into Jerusalem. On this joyful day, he was surrounded by throngs of people singing his praises and marveling at all the miracles he had performed. At the beginning of Holy Week, we need to take some time to focus on the things we wanted to accomplish through Lent. And had we made improvements in our prayer life? Have we offered sacrifices to God? Have we given alms to service those in need? You know, I was thinking just the other day how at the beginning of Lent, I said I wanted to read this one book. I got this book in the mail around the time when Lent was starting. It was within the first week. And I was like, you know, I think I want to read it. It's a book about Mary. And I was like, maybe I want to read this book throughout Lent. And folks, I have to say, I never got around to it. But something that I kept urging you to do this Lent is the 1-1-1 plan. Give something up, gain something in, and see the outcome. So on Palm Sunday, you take that all into consideration. Did you see those things change? Did you see the changes within you? Honestly, I have seen myself change. To think about it. And so as Palm Sunday comes and goes, we get the palm branches, and, you know, we see the people making the palm crosses and all that kind of sort. If you, rather, singled, married, divorced, whatever it may be, children or no children, young or old, this year, make at least one palm cross and put it on your little altar or your little shrine that you have in your home by your crucifix. And whenever you look at it, you'll think of that Easter, that joyous Lent you had. I mean, not joyous in the fact that it's sorrowful, but joyous that because of the Lent, you became a better Christian, a better son or daughter of Christ. So after Palm Sunday is over, you know, we go into some days of Holy Week, which is Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And those days, we just reflect on what's coming. You know, we perhaps go to different events in the parish through those 3 days. And I give you the challenge of picking up more prayer throughout Holy Week, giving something up daily and adding something in daily that changes daily. You know, and so someone says they prayed a rosary throughout all of every day during Lent. Pray 2 rosaries during Holy Week. You'll see your life change just in 3 days. Okay, then now that's kind of like a play on words there. I didn't even see that there. You'll see your life change in 3 days. Jesus died and rose again in 3 days. I'm sure some of you are listening like, yep. So we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Triduum, some traditions, some things that you need to bring home.
We are Catholics. We are the Church. Together, we build and run hospitals, schools, shelters. We feed the hungry. We comfort the afflicted. We serve all who come. We do this in ways large and small because we are called to do it. We live in a country that promises to protect the right to practice our faith every day, everywhere. That right does not start when we enter our churches. That right does not end when we leave our pews. We are Catholics. We are Americans. We will defend our right to practice our faith free from government coercion. Join us. Together, we will be heard.
You know, I always think around this time of all the people who are entering the church. And last year, that was me. I was entering the church at Easter last year. And just to see all these people and how tremendously we are growing as a Catholic family around the world. And, you know, it just always amazes me how many people are leaving what they had to be with Jesus in the Catholic Church. And, you know, it's beautiful. They're going to enter in on Easter Vigil, at Saturday Easter Vigil. I'm going to be ushering at this Mass this year. I just can't wait to see these people. It'll be like a live reaction all over for me. So you need to keep those people in your prayers. And also pray for those people who are looking for signs to go to the Catholic Church. And per se, they'll answer the call and join us next year. And come home to the church. Wouldn't that be amazing? I think so. But now we're going to transition over here. And if you would like to call in and talk about, you know, a little tradition you and your family do or something you add in throughout Holy Week, you can do so with the guest call-in number, which is 347-989-0056. We're now going to talk about the Triduum. And Thursday of Holy Week, or Holy Thursday, actually, here, it's the Feast of the Lord's Supper. And this is one of the most beautiful Masses of all time. You see, you have these people that are from another faith and have been baptized, and now they're coming into the Catholic Church to receive First Communion, and they do that. and you're all joyous, all these people, these groups of people are coming into the church, and we're like, yes, hallelujah, these people are coming home. Then we celebrate the Lord's Supper, the Lord's Feast, you know, with the Eucharist. But by the end of the night, by the end of the Mass, things have just going to change for the worse. And Jesus has been betrayed. And so all the decorations are taken off. I forgot to mention the washing of the feet as well. But all the decorations on the altar are taken off. If it's not veiled off yet, the statues and crucifixes are veiled off. There's a procession of the Eucharist between the altars as the Eucharist departs. And now we leave the church in silence. We don't talk to anyone. There's no closing hymn. There's nothing. All you hear is the sound of the dong, you know. And the next time you hear it, it's on Good Friday. But there's no Mass celebrated on Good Friday. And because you left the church Thursday in silence, you come into the church on Friday in silence for the Good Friday service. And even then, you leave the church in silence. You don't go out to the gathering area and have conversations after, you know, Holy Thursday Mass or in between the Masses or in between the Mass and the Good Friday service or the after the service. There's none of that. None whatsoever. You depart, you go home, and you continue your fast. On Saturday, there's no Mass celebrated besides the Easter Vigil, but that's late at night. And still, we're not going to church for anything. There's nothing on Holy Saturday. You know, we're still in that silence. We're in silence waiting because Jesus is dead on Good Friday. And then Easter Vigil comes, which is like 8 o'clock at night on Holy Saturday. And it starts dark. Then the light of the candles start going around the church and some light comes. And then the lights all come on. And it's Easter. And there we talk and rejoice. And, you know, have a little get-together afterwards, after the Mass, like 11 o'clock at night. But that time of silence is very important because you need the time for prayer and for pondering the cross. You know, something that I've added this year in doing is veiling all of my statues and my crucifix. And as traditionally, everything's veiled off last Sunday at the Passion of Jesus Mass. Not the Passion of Jesus, Passion Sunday. Which really is not celebrated anymore, but it's celebrated in the old church. It'd be 2 weeks, the Sunday before Holy Week, or before Palm Sunday. It'd be Passion Sunday, and then it'd be Palm Sunday. And now it's, I believe, Palm Sunday of the Passion of the Lord. They keep changing it. Last night, I went to daily Mass, and the Father was like, I've been a priest for 20-some years. And then for a while, they just called it Passion Sunday, and they changed it to Palm Sunday. And now it's Palm Sunday of the Passion of the Christ, of Jesus. You know? So on those 3 days, Thursday, Friday, and Holy Saturday before the Easter Vigil, we are all in silence. And I challenge you to go to the Holy Thursday Mass. And go to the Good Friday service, and if you can, go to the Easter Vigil service. Okay, you will see your life will be changed somehow miraculously. These things affect your life and what you see and what you witness in each and every one of those actions. I ask that, you know, something that I always do is if you go to YouTube.com YouTube.com, and you search in the space in the search bar, Vatican, you'll find that the Vatican has all the Pope's masses and events live on YouTube, and you're able to watch them. And I always enjoy doing the Palm Sunday one, the Holy Thursday one, the Good Friday service. But most of all, out of all of my things that I do during Holy Week, I love to watch the Stations of the Cross at the Colosseum on Good Friday. It's at night in Rome, and Pope Francis, or whomever the Pope is at the time, leads at the end of prayers. And if you've never seen this Colosseum, Stations of the Cross, they go to the Colosseum in Rome, and they do the Stations of the Cross throughout the Colosseum. They walk around it, and it is beautiful. I mean, it's nothing, it's like no other. So add that stuff in. Also, I invite you to partake in some of the live events that I will be doing. I'll be doing live rosaries and live Divine Mercy chaplets throughout the Holy Week. On Palm Sunday, we'll be doing a rosary, live rosary at 7:45 p.m. Eastern. Monday, we're doing a Divine Mercy. Tuesday, we're going to be doing a live rosary at noon. Holy Thursday, we'll be doing a live rosary at 5. And on Good Friday, we'll be doing the Stations of the Cross at 1 p.m. Eastern time. And it's going to be beautiful. If you want to find how do you get there, go to Facebook.com and in the search bar, type Holy Week Live Events, and the event page should come up in the search, and you'll find it there. As well as if you're part of any of the groups, you'll be able to find the link there as well. And it's just like I said about the YouTube, it's just a live event. It's fun, simple, and you get engaged with the church. You know, you see all these things occurring and happening and all these changes happening, and you will fall in love with the church all over again. Can't wait. I'll also be doing daily radio shows here on Blog Talk Radio. Daily, they'll be daily. We'll have different guests throughout the week. Hopefully we'll have some of Judy's poetry, cross your fingers, you know. So we'll have some people come on and share their works of the Lord just as well, so you can enrich yourself throughout Holy Week. It will be amazing. I can't wait to join you all there. I'll see you all tomorrow on Saturday as we prepare for Palm Sunday and as the Catholic League reunites once again. God bless you all. To read my latest blog, you can go to www.thecatholicdesk.weebly.com. Don't forget that you cannot eat meat today. Today is No Meat Friday. It's the second to last one because, well, you know, next week, no meat, but also we are fasting next week. Friday. So it will be great. I can't wait to see you all tomorrow at noon Eastern. God bless you all. May Jesus bless you and Mary watch over you always. I will see you tomorrow and on Facebook. Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
My Lord. friend.